job with a downtown printer. From this job and the next one, with yet another printer, I was courteously dismissed. I simply did not have the pep to do hard, cold turkey selling. I switched to real estate brokerage and property management work. Almost simultaneously, I discovered that cocktails in the late afternoon and highballs in the evening relieved the many tensions of the day. This happy combination of pleasant work and alcohol lasted for 5 years. Of course, the latter ultimately killed the former, but of this, more anon. All this changed when I was 30 years old. My parents died, both in the same year, leaving me a sheltered and somewhat immature man on my own. I moved into a bachelor hall. These men all drank on Saturday nights and enjoyed themselves. My pattern of drinking became very different from theirs. I had bad, nervous headaches, particularly at the base of my neck. Liquor relieved these. At last, I discovered alcohol as a cure-all. I joined their Saturday night parties and enjoyed myself, too, but I also stayed up weeknights after they had retired and drank myself into bed. My thinking about drinking had undergone a great change. Liquor had become a crutch on the one hand and a means of retreat from life on the other. The ensuing 9 years were the depression years, both nationally and personally. With a bravery born of desperation and abetted by alcohol, I married a young and lovely girl. Our marriage lasted 4 years. At least 3 of those 4 years must have been a living hell for my wife because she had to watch the man she loved disintegrate morally, mentally,